Jesus Christ says what? Are there not 12 hours in a day?
Hallelujah.
If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because he sees the light of the world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
These are the words of Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says, I will walk in the light while you have the light, that you may be what? Become children of light. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that the light is shining now?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And when the light shines, God intends to abolish darkness in all spheres of our lives forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where you have sorrow, where you have fear, where you have pain, where you have poverty, God is not involved in that. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God has created you glorious. God has established you to reign over the works of his hands. Praise God. It is written, let him rule over all. Let him have dominion over all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning all things are yours. This is the will of God. Praise God. Turn quickly to the book of Job. Job chapter 28. Job 28 from verse 1 to 3. Are you there? Surely there is a vein for silver and a place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molten out of the stone. He set an end to darkness and searched out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you go down this whole chapter, you begin to see that it speaks about a treasure. A treasure that no man knows the whereabout, how to get to. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But eventually, it says that God knows the way to that treasure. Do you know what he's speaking about here? When he speaks about surely there is a vein. Have you seen a miner? You know what they call a miner?
Yes.
Somebody who digs into the ground, praise God, to in search of treasure. In Ghana, you have gold. In certain parts of Africa, you have diamonds. Praise God. And, you know, when you dig down, it looks like if you are going into nothing. But somewhere along the line, you discover a treasure. Amen. You discover a trove of treasure. Jesus Christ makes reference to this scripture. He says that the kingdom of God is like a man who found a treasure underneath the ground. And for the joy of that treasure he had, he sold everything that he had to keep that land.
Amen.
Praise God. Do you know that land today? Look at it here. This is the land today. Praise God. God is saying that within you there is hidden. Amen.
Amen.
Within you there is what? Hidden what?
Treasure.
A treasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And before a man will sell everything that he has for that treasure. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? Letting go of everything because you have this. When a man sells everything that he has to take a hold on a treasure, the man has seen that the value of that treasure is much more than what? Anything that there is. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you see, God is trying to tell you today that what he's leading you into, the value of such is not seen in this world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what that treasure is? It is the Christ in you. Praise God. That is why we focus on the message of the Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
That is the message of the kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when you get this revelation, the Bible says in Job that you put an end to darkness. That is what the end of darkness. When you have discovered this thing within you, that is what? The end of what? Of darkness. And when the end of darkness means the end of death. Amen. It means the end of fear. It means the end of anxiety. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that is what Christ has come to introduce to mankind today.
Hallelujah.
And this is why it's called the glad tidings. You have the way to escape every problem you have as what?
Amen.
A man. By this message you are hearing today. Praise God. Amen. You cannot get this treasure or this gift from anywhere outside. You know, some of us as men, we think that we can actually get satisfaction from the things in this world. But look what it says. This man sold everything he had to possess that thing. You see, when you sell everything you have, you mean that that is the only thing you
treasure.
You have no more treasure in the things of this world, but laying a hold of the Christ within, which Paul calls the eternal life. Paul says, lay a hold on eternal life. Praise God. Lay a hold on what?
Eternal
life. Praise God. That is what we are called to. Hallelujah. And we are assured that as we do this, anything we need will follow us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You hear the testimony of our brother today? Anything you need begins to what? Follow you. Because this was the original design. The original design was not for you to worry for things. It was not for you to sweat for things. But it was for you to reign in life. And God is restoring that right now, as we hear the message of the kingdom. Praise God. Turn quickly to the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 6, verse chapter 3, verse 16. Malachi 3:16. Are we there?
Yes.
Then they that fear the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and what?
Heard it.
And the book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord and what?
That thought upon his name.
Thought upon his
name.
Let's pause there. Now, when we meet together and what we call fellowship, what do?
We are thinking on his name.
We are thinking on the name of the Lord. He said the people spoke what? One. That is what communion.
Amen.
That is what fellowship.
Amen.
Praise God. And what is in your mind is Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. What is in your mind is the name of the Lord. What we are doing is reminding each other about the common name and the glory that we share from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What we are doing is raising each other back into awareness of that one name, one life, one glory. Hallelujah. And as we do this spontaneously, what happens is that spontaneously you rediscover yourself in a book.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that book is the book of life.
The book of life.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Spontaneously it occurs, because without knowing it, what you are doing is that you are entering back into the knowledge of the Lord. He says, if I be lifted up from the earth, you must be lifted up from the earth back into the consciousness of the Lord. Praise God. Because once you are lifted up, it's the Lord that appears.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So this is what is happening now today. Praise God. We are communing with one another, edifying ourselves in the word, in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And salvation says that those that have believed in my name and baptized in my name,
amen,
shall be saved.
Amen.
Because salvation is only in the name of the Lord. Can you see what the Lord is doing?
Yes.
He's bringing everybody back into oneness. The two must of a necessity become one. Every other thing that we learn in this life is just vanity. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
And Jesus Christ says, blessed are those who are not offended by me. Because these words, they bring offense. Particularly to people who have treasures on the earth. If you are a pastor, leave all those things besides. They cannot help you. If you have churches, leave all those things behind. They cannot what?
Help
you. It's all in vain. Because at the end of the day, everybody will come to the knowledge of the truth. That you are only just speaking lies. Praise God. So we are edifying ourselves. And look at what he says in verse 17. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. And they shall be mine, said the Lord, in that day when I make my jewels, praise God, thank you, and I will spare them as a man spared his son who served him.
Amen.
Now let's stop there. Now you see, when he says they shall be mine,
hallelujah,
you know, there's a tendency to have duality in our minds, to feel that probably God is somewhere guarding people apart from himself. When he says they shall be mine, he's trying to declare that you are now fused
oneness.
In oneness in him. They shall be mine. That means they are the Lord's. Paul says you are the Lord's. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. They shall be mine in that day. And these are the ones that escape the tribulation and the realm of death. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And these ones enter into the day of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The new Jerusalem we all speak about, the new heavens and the new earth, is a reality for now.
Amen.
All we need to do now is to begin to change our way of thinking. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's a constant thing that we are doing with patience, with endurance. When I say patience and endurance, because like our sister said, the flesh is there. Amen. There's one dog there barking day and night.
Yes.
And trying to accuse you and, you know, dissuade you from moving ahead. But what we are saying here is that we must endure. We must be continuous. Hallelujah. Continuity is a key. Continue in your confession. Praise God. Continue in the confession of the faith. Exercising yourself in godliness.
Amen.
Godliness. Exercising yourself in godliness means exercising yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
Learning to speak with the new language of the Lord, which is the language of the Spirit, and changing your mindset. Repentance means to what? To change your what?
Mindset.
That's how you repent. Praise God. You now begin to think once more like the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You now begin to put on the mind of what? Of Christ.
Amen.
No more the mind of a man, but the mind of
Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And you begin to walk in this new mindset. This is what opens the door into a new heaven and a new earth.
Amen.
And it starts right now.
Amen.
It's not tomorrow when you die.
Amen.
Praise God. It's something that is present right now. God has shown us an open door into a new world. Praise God.
Amen.
Where there is no more darkness. Where man put an end of the night. The night season is no more. Praise God. Paul says that you are of the day. Henceforth walk ye no more as they that walk in the night. Praise God. You know, when you walk in the night, what happens? You do not see. Praise God. When you walk in the night, I'm talking of pure darkness. Amen. Have you been in a place where you can't even see yourself? You don't know how you look. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, that's how it is in this world. You know, people are walking about, they don't even know how they look. Amen. When Jesus Christ says, your brother, before you point your finger, which is our work anyway, is our profession, second profession, is how to point the finger at the pastor and or the brother or the sister that she did this or she did that. Amen. Nobody's talking here. Amen. Amen. Remember that last phone call? Talk that past yourself. Remember? Are you forgotten? You forgot that phone call. Oh, okay, okay. You never say God, you show me all these things. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So it said that Jesus Christ said, before you point your finger,
remove the
love from your eyes. And when you then you can see properly to correct your brother. Now you can see Jesus Christ introduced the word brother. Because at the end of the day, you begin to discover that we are all brethren intertwined in one spirit. But all this is, I mean, lost, amen. In this world, somebody became a Benin man. Somebody became Italian. Somebody became Wari. Somebody became Yoruba. Somebody became Igbo. Somebody became Asian. And the other one white. The other one black. And all these things are dissolved when you begin to walk in the light.
Amen.
Praise God. When you begin to walk in the light, you begin to recognize one life that is in all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to show you something interesting in the book of Revelations. Can we quickly turn there? The last chapter. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I heard a comment in town. You know, you don't want to listen to everything you hear. Somebody told, he was saying that, that pastor, he likes the book of Revelations a lot. Now, Revelation he likes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. But these words are for you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are written for you. For your edification, hallelujah. We are speaking one to another, edifying ourselves in the faith. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 22. I'm going to start from verse 1 so that you have a clear picture. This is the vision of the ages to come, which is present.
Amen.
A reality that every child of God can have right now.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he showed me, are you there?
Yes.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded a fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. Now listen here, it says that what? And they shall see his face. Listen to that word. They shall see his face. That's the name of the Father. And his name shall be what? Written on their forehead. And there shall be no light night there. And they need no candle, neither light of sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and
ever.
Say forever and
ever.
Life without end. Hallelujah. Life without end. Forever and forever. Life without end. Now you can see in this new reality, the Lord giving them light, meaning that they walk by the revelation of the Lord. Listen to me. You can either walk with the natural light, which is your natural
mind,
your carnal mind, or you walk by the light of the Spirit.
Amen.
Which is that of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when you walk with the light of the natural mind, then you walk as a mortal. Then you begin to live in the finite realm where we recognize each other after the flesh. And that is what we call death. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But when we walk in the light of the Father, when God gives us light, like he has given us light today, because he has commanded the light to shine from the face of Jesus into our hearts,
amen.
When we begin to walk in this revelation light, we will now begin to see the face of the Father in all things, and we begin to recognize the name of the Father inscribed on our foreheads. Which is the nature of God, the identity of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is the Lord's creation, world without end. Hallelujah. World without end. This is the Lord's creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. In this dimension, you begin to see the Father being reflected in everything, because besides the Father, praise God. The Bible reads, now listen to me, if you go back to the book of Romans, it says that the things that are created, everything you see in this world that is created, is simply a reflection of the invisible things of God.
Amen.
Are you listening? Mm-hmm. Everything you see is just speaking about the glory of God.
Amen.
Now, if you go high in the spirit, if you ever experience the heights of Zion, we're talking of what they call, the Bible calls, the 10 heavens experience, which is actually the realm that God is gathering into, gathering his people into right now. When you experience the totality, you begin to recognize that even the trees, the leaves, everything is speaking and declaring the glory of God.
Amen.
Everything, the invisible things, the elements in the sky, underneath the sea, on the earth, everything reveal and speak about God.
Amen.
Even up to the very hair,
yes,
on your head. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The ladies that have the beautiful face, there's a message there.
Amen.
Have you heard of the fair daughters of Zion? Amen. Praise God. When you are so spiritual minded, you begin to see that everything declares the glory of the Lord. Everything. You begin to see the face of the Father in everything.
Exactly.
That is the new mindset. Yes. Amen. And I begin to see the name of the Father on Jolly. I begin to see the name of the Father on Sister. How are you, Sister Queen? Amen. The Father's name is inscribed on you. Hallelujah. He came to remove the veil so that we can see these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody's after us. Nobody's out to curse you. He's out rather to get you back to your senses.
Amen.
To know your oneness with the Father God. Amen. It's not out to put you into hell again. It's out to deliver you from hell. Because if you do not know that I and the Father are one, you're already perishing away in fear, in torment. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
So now we begin to see the Father in everything, and this thing purifies you.
Amen.
Do you know that? Do you know that some of us find it hard to forgive? And I tell you that some acid test you will pass through. Amen. Some of us, when you have a revelation so high like this, you will meet the acid test that will try you at times. Not God that is trying you. It's a little particle of flesh that is still in you, that is trying you. Amen.
Amen.
Have you seen what they call offense? Offense. And you still have to exercise yourself to see the Father in that person. Hallelujah. And you still have to walk in the name of the Father. When the Bible says, the Lord forgives my iniquities. Now, if you walk in the name of the Lord, that means you must prepare to forgive the iniquity of all. Can you see something here?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So if you still have something against somebody, like John says, you have still not seen the light. If anybody walks in the light and does not love his brother as himself, he's still walking in darkness and he does not know where he's going. Do you know where we are going? We are going into him, into one. He does not know, can't see the end. He's in darkness. If you still hate your brother, if you still cannot forgive and forget, hallelujah, you are still in the dark. This is what John says. But he has come to what? To give us understanding and light. Hallelujah. And as the light shines, you are lifted up. Hallelujah. Do you know why they call you Almighty God? You know why it's called Almighty God?
Mm-hmm.
Because he has transcended all realms.
Exactly.
And he has come above all. Amen.
Amen.
So that even as they pierced him, he said, Father, forgive them.
They
don't know what they are doing. And it's actually ignorance of the name of the Father that causes offense. Because we all share the same glory. We all share the same name. We are one more than we ever think. We are closer than we ever think. We are intertwined than we ever think. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
When this thing begins to dawn, there is no more night. The night season has passed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And John says, anyone that does not love his brother is still in the dark. When you are in the light, when you are in the day, you love. You recognize and you love. Praise God. And this is what brings healing. He says that the Lord forgives the iniquities. And after that, he says he heals their. So you can see forgiveness and healing go hand in hand. The Lord's prayer is not complete without
forgiveness.
The Lord's prayer says, forgive. Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. Do you know what your trespasses is? Do you know what they call sin?
Sin is just being independent of God.
Yes. When you walk outside the name of God,
or of your neighbor.
When you walk outside the name of God, you are in sin. That's what they call transgression.
That's
idolatry. That is the sin. When you walk outside the name of the Lord is what the Bible calls sins. So it says, forgive us our transgression. Amen. And the forgiveness is meant to bring you back into realize this oneness with the Father. So you see, what we are doing today is we are forgiving each other our sins.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the nature of the Father. If you want to bear the name of the Father and you cannot forgive, that means you still have to hang out there for some time. And it's not good out there. Eh? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hate torments. How do you feel when you are bitter? Amen.
Amen.
Once of us stumble, you have to make phone calls and amend this thing fast. Otherwise, nothing is working anymore in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing works anymore. So you have to quickly amend. Otherwise, you know, when the darkness comes, it can take some time to come back again. So when you see it coming, you quickly settle the matter fast.
The earlier the better.
Yes. Otherwise, it could take you another 7 years in the wilderness. Amen. And you will discover just one small thing that caused you, one small root of bitterness that brought other things into your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So no more night means that we all recognize the Father. This is revelation light. And we walk in the name of the Father. Praise God. Along with the Father comes eternal life. Eternal life is not for tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
The life of pleasures is not for tomorrow. You can begin to enjoy life now and have life in its fullness. Mm. I have come that you might have life and life what?
Abundantly,
meaning bubbling forth. Hallelujah. Abundantly, meaning bubbling forth, and your cup is what? Overflowing. It's not about money in the pocket. Amen. You can live a quality of life that the one who has all the money will rise to the he will come to the arising of the light in you. He will come and seek you to know, hallelujah, what is there. You know, I had some experience when I was young. There was this place, you know, where I worked. And you know, as a young man, you have your periods of here and there, you know. And I remember we were so much on fire and so much in love with God, so much in the faith, you know. And when years later a young man decided to depart, at least three people came to meet me and they told me that even the room, that when they entered the room where I was, that they felt the presence. That one man, he was crying. He told me that when he touched, he said that when I touched him, he said that's the kind of person that was around me. And even as a sister, she is in London now. She contacted me the other day on Facebook, and she was telling me that there's something that was around you that time. It was so that you know this thing they see, you don't know. It's like the glory of God radiating out of you. It's pouring out in abundance. Hallelujah. And in that state, you are satisfied. You are filled with joy. Hallelujah. Have you wondered why somebody who has so much money has so much trouble? He can't find the peace and the joy that somebody who just has enough.
It's true.
Have you observed?
Yes.
Praise God. What is the purpose of life if you don't have joy?
Exactly.
Praise God. So he has come to give us life and life abundantly. It's a thing that is present. And that life is in the Father. Because our Father is a God of laughter. When you experience the realms of Eden, it's a realm of what? Of laughter. Amen. God is like a child. It's a realm of laughter. We've had a very wrong impression of God. The veil over us has made us think of God as somebody who's out to get you, a hunter, who's out to look for you and get you and punish you. And you know, you can even hear from the way we talk as men. Men are very good at cursing. Amen. That God will get him. That, you know, since we get him out. Men are very good at, you know, condemning others. Why? Because the impression of what they thought God was. But when they begin to awake and discover a God of love, it dawns on you like what? Like revelation. And it begins to affect you, because the way you see God is what will affect your life.
Exactly.
Amen? If you see God as a God that is after people to punish them and to kill them and to consume them with fire and all that, if that is the God you see, that is where you'll be. All you'll be doing is waiting for somebody's for downfall and his punishment and his whatever. Amen. But when you begin to know God, you begin to learn to forgive and let go. You begin to allow people to be. You begin to understand that in the flesh we cannot all be the same. Amen.
Amen.
Can we all be the same?
No.
In the flesh we cannot all be the same. Some people can afford to wear earrings and gold and all that. That is, it could be that could be for them. If you can't do it, don't do it. That is your own. Amen. Somebody could take a glass of wine, praise God, and you don't need to turn around and look at him. You just face your own. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. If it's not good for you, don't take it. Don't judge anything. Everything is pure. Everything is beautiful. It's God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. It says further that nothing that defies or makes a lie can enter in. What is the thing that defies and makes a lie?
The one that says is different from God.
Is the carnal mind. And what does the carnal mind do? The carnal mind denies the Lord. Praise God. You know, we think that to deny God is to come out and say, I don't believe in God. No. To deny God is the non-recognition of the fact that the Lord is your life. And it starts from the carnal mind. It's unable to discern the Lord. It's unable to understand the mystery of the Lord. That's why Jesus Christ says, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who's in heaven. Flesh and blood cannot know the mystery of God. Flesh and blood cannot see the Father. Amen?
Amen.
Now somebody may be out there and he has heard this preaching today, and he cannot believe it that that person is still on the street carrying some men. That woman, she saw that one, the Father is the Father's name is on that person. The person might be higher than you in God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Neither do I condemn you. See, when you have a mind that is going about condemning people and judging people, it's not of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you can see Christ and the Father embedded in a man, you bring healing to that person. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you know, at times you don't know what, at times you don't, people don't know circumstances around the person's life. It's not good to judge. Praise God. Everything works out according to his time, his purpose. Everything is working out. Just walk in the light while you have the light. Hallelujah. And it goes around, it conducts. Amen.
Amen.
We pass it to Gladys, Gladys passes to that, and it keeps going on. Amen. It keeps, the anointing keeps moving on. Hallelujah. The people are speaking to one another, transferring the anointing. Hallelujah. The Bible says, how good is it when brethren dwell together in unity? It is like the anointing that what? You see, it flows. The anointing what? It's flowing. See, it's flowing through all of us.
Amen.
We are sharing that life, and it continues to go and affect the parts that are dead.
Amen.
The parts that are weak.
Hallelujah.
And it begins to quicken them and bring them back to life.
Amen.
The book of Ezekiel saw the temple of God in a vision. And you know, people are trying to construct that temple. But they don't know that the temple is a spiritual temple.
Yeah, exactly.
He said he saw the temple of God, and out of the holies of holy came a stream of water. It was low like this initially, but gradually
will be rising.
Rising, and wherever the river went, it healed all the dead fishes. Everything that was dead came to life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are that temple.
Amen.
And it's your love and the revelation of Christ in you that will bring healing. Praise God. To nations and to tongues. Hallelujah. Many people will be set free. This is the will of God for our lives.
Amen.
So let us no more walk in the night, meaning that we now see the Lord. Hallelujah. We see the Lord. We walk in His name and we see His face in all. Praise God. That is the way back to Eden. It's a realm for babies. Amen.
Amen.
You know, babies don't judge. Amen.
Amen.
You know Peter. I think what happened was he condemned the babies eating pig. Amen.
Amen.
Eating pigs. It's a sin to eat pig. And when the real light came, God said, how can you condemn what I made?
I have clean.
Now listen, you have people have to understand, this same God that made the law, is he now saying another thing? This is what people don't understand about the scriptures. Amen. Let us grow in love, brethren.
Amen.
And it needs concentration and prayers. Amen.
Amen. Amen.